this is another true story about something that happened to me. And there's a couple of lines that didn't happen, but all but two lines of this is just the way it happened to me when I lived in North Carolina. And I come home from work for lunch one day, and there was all these government cars and trucks were all around my house, and they had this yellow tape that they have that says police line, do not cross. It was like that, only it said hazardous area, do not enter, and all that kind of stuff. I said, my God, what has gone on here? Well, this is what went on there. Come and listen to my story, for it really must be told. It all began one winter when the house was getting cold. The oil tank was empty and the furnace wouldn't play. So I called the oil company up to come and save the day. Now pretty soon an oil truck came rumbling down the street. The driver filled my tank back up so I could have some heat. When he pulled the hose out of the tank, he pulled a bit too hard. And the oil tank came crashing down and spilled in my backyard. Not in my backyard, not in my backyard. Oh, tell me this can't be. How can such an awful thing be happening to me? Tried to find the answer, but it's really very hard. Can there be an oil spill in my backyard? Well, there's oil running through the grass, oil amongst the trees. My very own miniature version of the Exxon Valdez. There's oil in the flower beds, oil in the ground. And everywhere that you might look, there's oil to be found. EPA brought yellow signs and placed them all about. Their big black letters said my yard was hazardous, keep out. I'd never given the environment very much regard, but now I will. There's an oil spill in my backyard. Not in my backyard, not in my backyard. Oh, tell me this can't be. How can such an awful thing be happening to me? Tried to find the answer, but it's really very hard. How can there be an oil spill in my backyard? Then newspaper reporters came to photograph the news. TV stations put my backyard on the evening news. An offer came to put my story on the silver screen. Now my backyard's on the front of Newsweek magazine. The government sent engineers to clean up all the muck. They dug up all the dirt, took it somewhere on a truck. The trees and flowers are gone, and now the place looks rather scarred. That's all that's left of the oil spill in my backyard. Not in my backyard, not in my backyard. Oh, tell me this can't be. How can such an awful thing be happening to me? Tried to find the answer, but it's really very hard. How can there be an oil spill in my backyard? Now the grass has been replanted, and the scars have all been hid. In another couple of years, it'll probably look the way it did. I took the oil furnace out, installed electric heat. But I still cringe when the oil truck comes rumbling down the street. I know you're probably thinking this'll never happen here, but I've thought a lot about it, and one thing seems quite clear. If you're gonna play the oil game, someday you'll draw the card that winds up with an oil spill in your backyard. Not in my backyard, not in my backyard. Oh, tell me this can't be. How can such an awful thing be happening to me? Tried to find the answer, but it's really very hard. How can there be an oil spill in my backyard?